When you look at men and women, a brain's a brain is a brain, right? Or is there a difference?
Well, there are differences between, you know, I mean, the question is, who's smarter? I mean, that's the ultimate question. Who's smarter, men or women?
Right? You're going to answer that?
Sure, I can. I would say, now, first of all, you've got to define intelligence, okay? But one of the things that we measured at the brain lab was the ability for people to have this peak experience phenomenon.
Now, what's that?
It's historically, it's got a million different names. Every religion's got a name for it. Scientists have a name for it. But we will just call it peak experience. You know, kensho, moksha, born again, medicine vision. It's this rapturous feeling that you're one with the universe, that you're out of time and space. You know, people report this in after near-death experiences, mm-hmm. right? When they've left their body.
Is this like being in a meditative trance or anything like
well,
that?
Well, a trance would sort of imply that you're numb to the world. This is kind of the opposite. This is having an enhanced, psychedelic almost, perception of the universe and the environment and seeing how everything's connected. So at the brain lab, we came up with our own name. We called it frontal lobes transcendence, right? Where you've risen above, you've transcended all of your problems, and you've transcended all of the minutiae of daily life, and you see the cosmic picture, okay? So the question was, back to our original question, who's more intelligent, men or women? Well, as it turns out, of the hundreds of people who went through the brain lab and learned basic brain self-control, and twice as many women had this experience as men.
Twice as many. That's interesting.
Yeah, there's a reason. We believe there's a reason for that. And I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
This goes back to why you need to know how the human brain is constructed, right? Because if you understand that, then you'll have a signpost pointing you towards frontal lobes transcendence and this cosmic understanding of the universe.
So there's a difference here.
There's a difference. Men, think about how men behave and what their role in culture and society is. Okay, I won't tell you just yet. Now, think about, let's see if you and your listeners get this. Think about the role of women. What is the significant difference between the role of women and the role of men behaviorally?
Behaviorally?
Yeah. Look at the family structure.
Well, I would say that the woman generally runs the home. Whether this is today or not, I'm just talking from behaviorally.
Okay.
She raises the child generally.
You just hit one of them, yep.
Well,
that's a big one right
there.
That is a big one. And what do the men do? Let's go back to caveman time.
Well, they generally get the food.
How do they get the food? They go out and they...
work.
They work or they hunt.
They hunt.
They go out and they kill. Right? Now, what part of your brain do you have to use to go out and kill the woolly mammoth?
That's your reptoid.
Right?
Okay.
Are you concerned with the welfare of the young ones at home while you're out killing the woolly mammoth?
Probably not.
Okay. You're competing with the woolly mammoth, right? Okay. What if there are some other Neanderthals in your territory? Are you going to say, oh, well, you were here first, so it's... No, men culturally are conditioned to play football and hockey and competitive sports. They're culturally conditioned to go out and hunt and compete in the workplace and to climb the ladder. They are functioning out of this more reptilian type of core. Now, contrast that with women, whose job it is to stay home and, just like you said, raise the kid. Now, you know, roles are not hard and set, but we're talking about...
You're talking about how it was...
We're talking about more generalized, culturally conditioned behaviors. And you can see this, you know, not just in the United States, but if you go all throughout the world, there's a tendency of this type of behavior. The women stay home and raise the young, so they're functioning out of the second layer in that layer cake.
Well, and you can look at the animal world, and that's a perfect example of what you're saying.
What's even more dramatic in the animal
world.
Yes, it
will. Yes, it is.
Although there are, again, exceptions. If you look at a pride of lions, the male sleeps in the shade of the tree, and mostly it's the lionesses who go out and do the hunting. So
nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. So, you know, there's always exceptions. But in general, you know, in our culture and our society, you know, the men are functioning out of the reptilian part of the brain, the competitive part of the brain, where the women are in the PTA and they're raising the kids.
Is that by conditioning or is that biologically?
Well, you know, I mean, this obviously goes back thousands of years to the emergence of the patriarchal society, as opposed to, you know, societies where women played a more dominant role. Now, we're seeing a reversal of roles in these days, and we may see a change, you know, as roles become more homogenous in our society, as women take on some of the roles that men take, and vice versa. We may, if we were to continue to study the occurrence of this frontal lobes cosmic transcendence experience, we may see a balancing of that.